Nearly 20 capital campaigns are underway right now as Hawaii nonprofits seek to upgrade or replace their facilities. These projects range from a new roof for Arc Hilo at $120,000 to a new headquarters for PBS Hawaii, a $30 million project now under construction. Hospitals in Hawaii are nonprofits too, and Kapi'olani Medical Center needs $30 million for a new intensive care building. All told, these nonprofits are seeking $182 million, and collectively, they've raised a little over half that amount. The question is there enough money in the islands to fund them all? Hawaii Community Foundation CEO Kelvin Takeda says, "It's going to be really difficult. Capital campaigns require larger multi-year gifts from businesses, foundations, and individuals, and so the capacity of those kinds of givers to support all of the capital needs in Hawaii is probably limited." The nonprofits are coping with this in a couple of different ways. Many, such as Diamond Head Theater, have brought in consultants who specialize in capital campaigns. DHT Executive Director Dina Dre explains that consultants don't do the asking. Instead, they advise on who to approach and how. At least one nonprofit is looking for funding on the mainland. The Pacific Aviation Museum, Pearl Harbor, has a $3.5 million local fundraising goal, but a $47 million national campaign goal. It has brought in the big guns, too, recently naming retired General Motors executive Robert Lutz as chair of its National Leadership Committee. From Pacific Business News, I'm Editor-in-Chief A. Cam Napier for Hawaii Public Radio.